Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The merging of the two giants has begun. At the Cambridge-based biogiant Genzyme, researchers have started meeting with their counterparts from their new owners, the French drug giant Sanofi Aventis. We witnessed that yesterday when we visited Genzyme to talk about the sale and what's ahead for Genzyme with the company CEO Henri Termeer. Termeer and Chris Viehbacher, the CEO of Sanofi, announced the $20 billion deal 2 weeks ago. Ever since, people keep asking Termeer why he let Sanofi buy his company. We asked him, too, when we met Termeer, not in his office, but instead in a garden patio on the 11th floor. He took us there because it's where Termeer likes to do business in the mornings.
So this is a nice spot. It has a nice flavor to it. It's in the middle of the atrium, very active, full of traffic. You sense the heart of the company here.
I imagine as you sit here every morning, people either come up to you and ask you, Henry, what's next? What's next for me? Or you know they're thinking that. What are you telling them?
When they ask about themselves, I tell them the opportunities are magnificent. The purpose of the company is to innovate and to do new things, and to have the courage to do them. That is enabled to some degree by this transaction. We will have more resources as a result of it.
Will there be job losses, though?
Yes, but very minimal. Somebody in investor relations or somebody in certain other aspects of a public company. But nobody else in this company needs to feel particularly threatened. Now, for me, it is different. CEOs don't stay, generally, for very long. I will stay for as long as I can be helpful.
I want to ask you about yourself a little bit more, but I want to ask about the deal. The back and forth between you and Viehbacher took a long time. Is it true that the final deal was struck over some good scotch?
No, the scotch came afterwards. It was in Davos, in Switzerland. And it was a very interesting moment. We actually were meeting in an hotel that was quite high in the mountains, and we both walked, and you get very tired, 9,000 feet high, and we walked way up. So then we negotiated for 2 hours, and we came to a handshake, and then we had a glass of scotch. It turns out, you have a glass of scotch that high in the mountains after a very, very tired moment. He tried to walk down afterwards on icy things. You know, that's a pretty tough proposition. So we got to know each other very well on the way down.
A nice slow walk, hanging on to each other. What do you say to people who say they're saddened by the loss of this signature company in the Massachusetts biofield?
It always feels that change of this nature, this magnitude, could represent a loss. But this is not a loss. This is actually a recognition of the value, $20 billion plus, of value that has been created in a very entrepreneurial way in our world here in Boston, Massachusetts, and in Cambridge. This is not acquisition of products on a shelf. This is an acquisition of a company, its capabilities, its skills, its positioning in the marketplace, the way we interact with the patient community. That's really what they're interested in.
What's next for Henri Termeer? You're here for probably a couple of years helping in the transition, and then what?
Transitions happen fast. I will be here for some number of months, but not many months, because this company has to start again. I will step in the background more and more. I look forward to that.
How so?
Not to get away from Genzyme, because I love this company, but I love the opportunity to do new things. What I hope will happen is that I can find a way, working with others, not just here but also around the nation, around the world, to figure out new ways to bring therapies faster to patients, new mechanisms, new ways to do the work, new ways to divide the work to be done so that we can get there faster. That would be a great thing. I'm young, I'm 65, My mother is 96, so I have all. I'm about halfway, so I have a lot of time to work on this. And I think with the science moving in the way that it is moving, and staying active in it, and getting the best talent around the world applied to this, without having necessarily the limitations of a corporate entity, which has its own limitations, maybe interesting things can be done.
When you go out the door here on that last day, when you give up that office, will you look back with any regrets at all?
No. Absolutely not. How can you have regrets? You know, we've created real value for shareholders. We've created real value for the marketplace, for the patients. This has been an extremely positive environment for me. It's part of innovation. It's part of renewal. It's part of what happens. And I will, with great pride, look back at what this company will continue to do.
Henry Tamir, thank you very much for having us over. It was very nice to see you in person, and good luck.
Great. Thanks very much. Hopefully we'll stay in touch.
Henry Tamir is the CEO of the biotech giant Genzyme. The Cambridge-based company sold 2 weeks ago to the French drug maker Sanofi Aventis for more than $20 billion.